Hi everyone and welcome. I'm Megan Kellett, the assistant site editor for SearchDataBackup.com. Today I'll be talking about vStorage APIs for data protection. VMware's latest release, vSphere 4, comes with a new feature, vStorage APIs for data protection. The addition of vStorage APIs was put in place to make all VMware backups more efficient by offering direct API-based integration for backups. However, many people currently use VMware Consolidated Backup, or VCB, for their virtual server environments. The question, then, is how is vStorage API for data protection different from VCB? Will it eventually outrun VCB? And what are the pros and cons of using vStorage API? Here to help me answer these questions is Eric Siebert, an IT industry expert with over 25 years of experience, focusing mainly on virtualization. He's also the author of the website VMwareLand.com. Hi, Eric, and thanks for being here with me today.
Hi there, thank you.
So, Eric, can you first explain what exactly VMware vStorage API for data protection is and what its main features are?
Sure. The vStorage APIs are a new feature in vSphere, and they consist of a group of sub-APIs under that are the vStorage APIs for array integration, for multipathing, for site recovery manager, and for data protection. Now, the data protection one is particularly valuable to backup and replication applications that basically make use of, traditionally used the VCB model to access virtual machine data through that, like a proxy server to get to the data. vStorage APIs allow direct integration with vSphere, so you could access the data directly without going through a third-party kind of middleware piece to get to that. So there's also a lot of new features in the vStorage APIs for data protection. Things like change block tracking is a new feature in there. That is a significant feature as it allows the VM kernel to track the disk blocks of a VM that change. So a backup application or a replication application that wants to see what has changed since the last backup or replication, simply query the vStorage APIs for data protection and find out exactly what blocks have changed since the VM kernel keeps track of that. So it gets back really quickly the blocks that need to be backed up and an incremental backup. So that in itself greatly improves the time of incremental backups and replication. So that's one really big feature of it. There are some other features in the vStorage APIs for data protection that allow for things like directly accessing disk and for hot adding disk to back it up and that. So it's basically just a collection of tools and utilities that can greatly increase the efficiency that backup applications can integrate with vSphere and backup virtual disks.
Okay, so how is this different from VCB and other virtual machine backups, and do you think that it will eventually outrun VCB?
Yeah, the vStorage APIs are basically the successor to VCB, so they'll replace VCB. VCB is kind of an application that VMware developed in VI3 that allowed for kind of a middleware proxy server for backup applications to access virtual machine data without going through the traditional methods of using an operating system agent. So basically it allows a backup application to go through this proxy to get the virtualization layer, not use traditional methods. So the vStorage APIs replace that method and make it much more efficient because you no longer have to go through another layer to get directly to the virtualization layer. The APIs allow for direct integration into the virtualization layer without going through that VCB proxy that you previously had to go through. So it allows for a much more efficient and easier backups and integration, and it will eventually, most of the backup vendors today are already switching to using the vStorage APIs, and they still support VCB, but VCB will eventually just completely go away, and the vStorage APIs will be the method for accessing data from backup applications.
Okay. And what are the main benefits of using APIs in your data backup environment?
The main benefits are that you get direct integration where you don't actually have to go through other layers or other methods to get to the data that's inside the virtualization layer. The APIs allow for the backup vendors that write their backup applications to directly interface with the virtualization layer and to make calls and queries to that layer to find out things and to access the virtual disk. So the APIs are a definite benefit over other methods because it basically takes out the extra layers that would exist that some of the unconventional methods that people would use to get to that virtualization layer, and allows the backup applications to directly interface with vSphere without going through another application or utility.
Are there any cons to using vStorage APIs?
Not really, as the vStorage APIs are a big improvement over VCB. There aren't really any downsides to using them. They're definitely very beneficial. So I would say there really are not any cons for these vendors that are switching to the vStorage APIs. It's mostly all positive stuff and definitely beneficial and not doesn't really have a downside.
Okay. Are there any things that you need to look out for or keep in mind when using vStorage APIs?
Yeah, there's a couple things. The vStorage APIs, and not just ones for data protection, but the other ones also, are kind of particular to certain vendor integration. So, for example, like the Site Recovery Manager vStorage APIs, each vendor has to kind of develop their own site recovery adapter that's specific and has to be approved by VMware to be included in the vStorage APIs. So each vendor, for some of the, almost all of the vStorage API stuff, has to develop their own type of integration and get it approved by VMware. So you need to make sure that the vendor that you're dealing with has an approved integration, whether it's adapter or method or whatever they're using, by VMware to access whatever they're trying to get to at the vStorage APIs. For the data protection piece, there isn't really anything you need to keep in mind for that. As I mentioned, the transbox tracking feature is probably one of the biggest things used there in the data protection API, and that's more of a universal where any backup vendor can make a call to that VM kernel and get the change data, the block that have changed since the last backup or application. So there aren't really any things that you really need to keep in mind too much when using that. Just make sure that the vendor, different vendors offer different support for the vStorage APIs for data protection. Some vendors like Veeam are pretty much fully integrated with using all the available capabilities of the vStorage API for data protection. But other vendors have kind of been a little bit slow too. They've embraced some of the features in the vStorage APIs, but not all of them. And they're slowly kind of integrating their products to take full advantage of them. So when looking at backup and replication vendors, you might want to just see their level of integration with the vStorage APIs to see if they're taking advantage of, you know, all the features that are available.
Right. So what does the future look like for vSphere?
Looks great. VMware is putting a lot of effort into improving their product and staying ahead of the competition and adding all sorts of great features. Specifically for the vStorage APIs, there's this next release that's due out pretty soon has some, there's one kind of vStorage API that hasn't really been developed yet that VMware has been working with their vendors, and that's one for array integration that allows for storage hardware to offload some of the tasks that are normally handled inside of the VM kernel. And this next release of VMware will actually allow for a lot of those vStorage APIs for array integration will start emerging and be available for use. So a lot of the operations that are pretty intensive on the VM kernel and time-consuming will be offloaded to storage that can handle it more efficiently. Overall, VMware is really doing a great job of improving all areas of the product, especially when it comes to automation and management, and trying to make their whole package and offering as much as a cloud-friendly offering as it can to handle a lot of the needs of a cloud environment. So I think this next release of vSphere will really show a lot of great new features that are coming out. And beyond that, in the future, you're just going to see more great things coming out of VMware when it comes to vSphere.
Okay. Thanks, Eric, for all those answers.
Great. Well, thank you.
And that's all the information we have for you today. For more information on VMware and vSphere, you can visit searchdatabackup.com.